What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error because we had walkthrough. And so when you walk through, they don't really know what you could have done or couldn't have done. If we had had a full speed practice, I would not have been on the report because I would have done everything.
There you go. So that's Kirk back from between weeks 10 and 11 after he got the hit against the Saints that upset his shoulder and elbow.
Upset it. I like that.
Yeah. Because we can't say hurt, you know, because it wasn't on injury report.
Upset.
So it upset his elbow and shoulder to the point where he was on the injury report that Wednesday, but they didn't practice. It was just a walkthrough, so who really knows?
Right.
And then he said it was a clerical error because had we actually practiced, I would have participated. And then he wasn't on the injury report again for the remainder of the season.
Right.
So we talked a lot about this yesterday. Obviously, everybody did. Kirk Cousins going on NFL Network and saying, yeah, I got hurt against the Saints, and that's why I played bad. So the reaction was what it was, understandably. And one of the things we said yesterday was, I wonder if Kirk will walk this back,
no,
given the opportunity, and say, that's not what I meant. Because people do that all the time.
Yeah.
They say exactly what they meant to say, and then they're like, ah, that was out of context. He didn't do that. He actually did the opposite. He doubled down on it. He went with Diana Rossini of The Athletic and said, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Got banged up against the Saints, and that's why I didn't play good for the remainder of the season. That's what took place. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think there it is.
It,
I mean,
lies.
I'm not expecting him because, again, he's in a position where he's trying to let it be known,
yes,
to other teams that I was hurt. That's why I played the way I played. Right or so, whatever. That explains to me why I played the way I played. But this don't help the Falcons at all.
I don't know how it
works. How it helps the Falcons. Ain't nobody trained for Kirk Cousins.
Right. Because if that's
the thought process. Because they know the Falcons have to cut him.
Right. They have to. They have to cut him.
They have to cut him.
There's not going to be a bidding war to get him.
No. Unless you're putting a player in the trade or something like that, some miraculous type thing.
Or a draft pick.
A high draft pick.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody training for Kirk.
Yeah, everybody knows the position that,
yes,
you're in. This is the same position, not exactly the same, but a similar position that the Broncos were in with Russell,
yes,
Wilson.
Yes.
That other teams have been in with other quarterbacks that you don't have any leverage.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's damaged goods. You have his replacement. You already started him. You've talked all. One thing that everyone can agree on is the future is at least bright, interestingly, at quarterback with,
right,
a young guy.
Right.
You know who the starting quarterback of the team is. You're not keeping a quarterback for $40 million
to
be your backup, nor are you giving a backup player a $10 million roster bonus.
It's not happening.
You're going to cut him.
You're going to cut him.
So
there's nobody is – the big thing this for right here, it helps the Falcons save face.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe. we can get to that.
Who they mad at?
Who's who mad at?
Who people mad at?
Right now they're mad at Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, con man, all
those
other stuff.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you can say the Falcons should have never signed him, but they were 6-3.
Not that.
They were 6-3.
I think the response to me now is like,
how did you not know?
Exactly.
How
be as mad at Kirk Cousins
you
as you want. Kirk Cousins, yeah, is not going to be a Falcon for very much longer. So say whatever you want to say about him. You can be mad about him. He no longer has an impact on the Falcons' future, right?
Yep.
I mean, except for the fact that you're going to have to pay him all this money to go away. Now, because you can't worry about the guy that did that, whether he lied or whatever. Yeah. And it seems like that's probably what happened. He withheld how bad the injury was in an attempt to preserve his starting job because he was worried about Penix
behind
him.
Exactly what he did.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Exactly what he did.
Okay, that's fine. Now you sort of turn your eyesight a little bit, at least I do, to the people that are in charge of noticing stuff like that.
You see that I was in a situation with a quarterback, and he was injured, but he wasn't like it wasn't the fact that he was scared to lose his job because our backup wasn't as good as he was, but it was a thing where our coach came in. We all saw it. We all saw like, damn, and he benched him. He benched him. You know, and yo, if you're sitting at Super Bowl, you can look at where the games were and who was playing what and the opponent they were like. They were not going to bench him before the Minnesota game.
No,
there was no way that was
understandable.
There was no way that
unless
was
he flat out came unless to him and was out, like, "Hey, yeah, my shoulder's jacked,"
and then he threw for through whatever. Still didn't look good, in my opinion.
You're talking no wait, hang on, we got to go back before that. They weren't going to bench him before the Broncos game because the Broncos game was the next week.
Yeah, they might.
Now they might have seen some stuff.
You looked at because who they played before the Broncos.
Before the Broncos was the Saints game.
Exactly. So they're not going to bench him. He had a bad game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how you
look at the Broncos game.
He had a bad game.
Then he had a bye.
Yeah. And everybody had a bad game against the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody had a bad game against the Broncos.
Then you had the Chargers.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why we keep up. Well, you should have started in the bye week. The whole team had a bad game against the Broncos. Go back and watch that Broncos game. The Broncos kicked the Falcons' ass in every aspect of football.
Bo Nix played the best game of his life.
No, that's why I'm saying, like benching him and putting Michael Penix at the bye week, you should have bench everybody and put all replacements in because that's how bad the Broncos beat their ass.
That's how bad that game was.
Okay, so
but again,
the bye week.
If part of that was because his shoulder was hurt, and you're a coach watching that,
did you watch
something wrong with him?
Did you watch this game that Broncos game and think it was all Kurt?
No,
they had to answer.
I didn't. And I didn't start thinking that until the Chargers game, and I was like, "What the hell's wrong with this guy?"
Okay, so the Chargers game, but yet you're still in a one possession game. You don't want to bring Michael in at that moment. All right, rightfully so.
I'm not saying you got to bring him in the fourth quarter because I understand teams don't do that.
What was the next game?
But I think it would have been totally reasonable. The next game after that was the Vikings.
They were not bitching for the Viking game.
But maybe they should have.
Maybe they should have. You're right. We're on the same page with that. But they were not going to bench him going back to Minnesota. That was never going to happen.
Because of that?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. I'm just sorry. It was never going to happen.
Just out of like respect to the legacy.
They weren't gonna bench him.
Clearly not.
No,
they weren't clearly not.
They weren't gonna bench him. They weren't gonna bench
him. I hope that's not why.
He was still a strong quarterback.
I know, but if they're worried, like, damn, he played really bad against the Chargers. He looks like crap. I wonder if something's wrong with him. Well, we can't bench him because he used to play for the Vikings.
I'm not necessarily saying that's the
only
reason.
Okay, I thought that's what you're saying.
But they're not gonna bench him. They were not gonna bench him.
Because if we're making choices based on that.
But it's not even about making choices. It's just what it was. It was like, okay, he threw four interceptions, he played bad, but we were still in the football game because our defense played good and the Chargers offense didn't have anybody.
Right.
All right. Well, do we want to send Michael into a hostile environment in Minnesota? Whatever. Whatever. That's his damn job to go in a hostile environment.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
But back to the whole thing. Yeah, he's out there letting the league know that I was hurt, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be asked again while he's down there. He's going to say the same story.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody might come back and say, well, the people in Atlanta are thinking this or something like that. It always goes back to something I always talk about with athletes. We feel like we can push through things. And you look at it from saying, I got to play through it. That's basically what he was saying. I tried to play through it.
Sure.
I thought it never responded the right way.
Sure.
That's most athletes. That's what we do.
But that's what the people around you are for.
Yes.
Right? That's what coaches and trainers and other like, it's not your decision, ultimately.
Yes.
Right? Like, I can do it. I'm going to play through
it. That goes back to the trust that maybe Ra had in him.
Clearly.
All right? Clearly. He's going to bounce back.
Clearly.
He's going to bounce. He's going to come out of this. Bob, he's going to come out of this. And that's something that you, as a coach, sometimes when you have a veteran quarterback or something like that, you have to sell yourself on it sometimes.
I just think it's fair with all of that now to be like, huh, all right. Seemed like we all kind of saw what was happening, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not great.
I think it's more than you just saying it like that. Like, we all saw it, so how come y'all didn't see it? Obviously, they got eyes, but I don't know. You view it from he's a veteran quarterback. He can come out of this. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get out of this rut. These are the things that I don't know Roz that thinking about the whole thing.
And again, sort of benefit of the doubt, if you're willing to give it, on their side.
And he got it a lot.
They asked him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they talked.
Yeah.
I'm sure they talked to the trainers.
And it was a lot. And I'm sure he said something probably. But I'm assuming that It's worse than he thought it was.
I have to assume he lied.
Yes.
I have to assume he lied convincingly.
Yes.
And because if he gave you an idea of like, I don't know, it's kind of feeling funny. Like, hey, maybe let's sit you down for a
because
week or
two. Because that's the thing about he wasn't limited or not. He practiced.
Right.
He didn't take any reps off.
Exactly. So that's where I have to go.
So
if I'm
watching my quarterback practice.
He had to have lied convincingly and unwaveringly. Otherwise, if I see you throw four interceptions in a game that we lost by 4 points that we should have won, and you played like that, and you come to me and, I don't know, my shoulder kind of feels funny. It's like, all right, we got to sit you down for a week, right?
But he's
like,
practicing. He's practicing all week.
I know, but
he's not on the injury report. He's not going to get treatment for it at the Falcons facility that we know of. There's other place you can get treatment at.
But that's him lying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's him lying.
Yes.
I'm saying if there was any indication from him that the shoulder was banged up before yesterday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yesterday, if I'm Raheem and yesterday is the first time I've heard my shoulder got whatever he said in the Saints game, and that's the first time I heard him say that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I probably throwing something at my TV.
You want to punch him in his face?
Yeah.
You want to go punch him in his damn face?
Yeah.
But I mean, but that goes back to Kirk ain't dumb. This is calculated as hell.
Oh, Kirk knows what he's doing.
He probably gave him the damn questions to ask. Make sure you ask me about what happened last year.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So this man,
I don't want to throw the NFL Network people under the bus like that.
This man is angling, rightfully so.
Oh, of course.
He's brilliant. Him and his agent.
It's not going to matter.
Now, if you're a guy on a team and he's constantly coming in, you're going to look at him side-eye.
Yeah.
You're going to look at him side-eye.
That's the thing to me. Like, I get why they're doing it, but at the same time, it's not going to get him traded.
No.
The Falcons are the outcome is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is going to be an unrestricted free agent because he got cut.
Yes.
Okay. I guess coming out and doing this now, maybe you think that might change that? The only thing that changes for me is, Kirk Cousins is a guy that withholds information from his team.
His teammates.
Cool.
His teammates are going to look at him differently. If I'm ownership, I look at him side eye.
Yeah.
I do.
Like, to me, he made himself look worse on the open market yesterday than better.
Yeah.
Like, their plan was to try to be like, it was just an injury. I'm still really good.
No trade clause. He ain't about trade for Kirk Cousins.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I don't think so either. I think he looks worse. I get why they tried it, but I don't think it's going to work. Again, now I got to look at the Falcons because they're the team that's here. They're not going anywhere. They're not leaving. they're the ones that we talk to and root for and all that kind of stuff. All right, we'll come back. What is it? What are we going to get to? We'll talk some NBA trade deadline. I don't know. We got Falcons draft stuff. We'll figure it out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.